You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. Praise God. Greetings this morning. This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, a miracle, healing, and blessing broadcast. I know God is blessing you. I know you're glad to be with us today. We're glad to have you at this broadcast. Amen. From Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Come on out and be blessed. Amen. Tonight, we're having, amen, Senior Prophet Gregory Parker. Amen. From Slidell. Praise God. Amen. Louisiana. And you don't want to miss this great man of God preaching under the anointing and power of the Holy Ghost. God is using him in a mighty way. Amen. A great prophet, a senior prophet. Come on out tonight, 8 p.m. Amen. Let God bless you. Let God bless your life. Also, come on out. Amen. Friday night, God's really going to move. God's going to move in the house. Come on and be blessed. Amen. 8 p.m. at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue, Northeast, amen, in Melbourne, Florida. Listen, then come on out Sunday. Man of God is going to be there one more day, amen. Sunday at 11:30 a.m. God has a miracle for you with your name on it, but you got to come in order to be blessed. Come on out, amen, Sunday. Come on out to this revival. I know you're going to be blessed. I know God's going to move for you. Prophet Gregory Parker, amen, from Slidell, Louisiana, New Orleans. God's going to bless you. Amen. New Orleans, Louisiana. And God's going to bless you. God's going to pour out his spirit upon you. Are you ready to receive his anointing? Are you ready to receive his power? Then come on out to this revival. I want to go to the word of God today. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to do Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. I want to continue what God is saying. Amen. Because God is blessing his people. And you want to be blessed like God wants you to be blessed. Amen. You that want to be blessed, you got to hear what God is saying. He that have an ear, the Bible says, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So I'm going to Deuteronomy today, the 6th chapter. Come on and let God bless you. Come on, listen to the word of God and let God give you a miracle. God is a miracle working God. Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, beginning at the first verse. And it reads, now these are the commandments, the statute and the judgment which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you are to do them in the land whither ye go to possess it. Amen. Listen, God is going to give you things that you're going to possess. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God was talking to the Israelites. Amen. That now was time for them to go in and possess that land. Amen. I want you to know God wants you to possess what he's given you. Go in and possess it. God got bigger things for his people. He got better things for his people. And you need to be ready to receive it. Second verse, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. God wants to prolong your days. He want to add more days to you. Amen. But you got to fear him. You got to do what he said. You got to keep his commandments. Amen. And his statute. Praise God. And then you got to teach it to your sons and your sons' sons. Teach it. Amen. Hallelujah. Many people got a problem because they're not teaching their children. But the Bible says, raise them up in the way they shall go. And when they are old, will not depart from it. You got to teach them. You got to take them to church. You got to give them what God's words say. You are responsible parents. So get yourself together. Get your mind together. Amen. So God can prolong your days. Praise the Lord. They don't have to be doing what the world doing. They don't have to be following the world. But if you don't teach them the right thing, the devil will put all kind of evil things in them, put all kind of evil things in their mind. But you got to put the things of God in them. You got to give them the word of God. You got to give them the statue of God. And you got to let them know what God is saying. Hear, therefore, Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that it may, and that ye may increase mighty. God wants you to increase. God wants to bless you. Amen. Praise God. You can increase. God can make you more than you have, and he can give you more than you can have. Amen. And you can increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy father has promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. God promised you some things, and I want you to know that God will not back up on his promise. God will keep his promise. Many times people do not keep their promises, but one thing about God, he keeps his promise. Whatever he say, he'll do it. And when he speak it, it will come to pass. Hear, O Israel, the fourth verse, the Lord our God is one Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. See, God wants you to be in love with him, with everything that in you. Amen. He doesn't want you to be half-hearted. Praise God. He wants your whole heart. Amen. All that you have, you need to give it to God. Pour out yourself to God. Pour out your mind to God. Pour out your spirit to God. Pour out your soul to God, because that soul belonged to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But a soul that sin, it shall die. Take that soul and live for God. Take that soul and walk in God. Amen. Anointing in God's power. Sixth verse. In these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Yes, you got to put the word in your heart, and you got to keep it in your heart. Amen. Let it dwell in your heart. Let it be in your heart forever. Amen. Praise God, because you love God. And when you put it in your heart, and when you put it in your mind, you'll think about it. And not only will you think about it, you'll do it because it's in your heart. And thou shalt teach them gently unto thy children. See, he's telling you again, teach it to your children. Don't let your children walk any kind of way and any kind of pathway. Don't let them do the wrong thing. Amen. Teach them about God. Teach them about the ways of God. Teach them about the will of God. Teach them about the commandments of God and the statutes of God. When you teach them that, God will bless you. God will bless their lives, make them greater than they ever was, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. When you're in your house, don't just talk about anything. Talk about God. Amen. Animals are good, but amen, talking about God is better. Flowers is good, but talking about God is better. When thou walkest by the way, and when thou lie down, and when thou rise up, keep God in your mouth. Keep talking about God. When you get up, when you lay down, amen, when you walk around in your house, talk about God. Amen. Because when you talk about God, amen, God blesses you more. And I want you to know, when you think of the goodness of Jesus, all he done for you, he'll bless you more. You just got to do it. Amen. You got to hide his word. David said, that word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Put the word in your heart. Put the word in your mind. Put the word in your life. Amen. And speak of it day and night. Talk about his word everywhere you go. You got a testimony. You know what God done for you. You know how God bless you, bless your family, how he bless your life and brought you over to where you are. Amen. You couldn't do it on your own. Amen. But it was the power of God. God was the one that blessed you. God is the one that raised you up. God was the one that anointed you. Amen. David said, anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. God did it. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil will not do this for you. He don't want you to be strong. He don't want you to go on. He don't want you to live the life that God wants you to live. Oh, but if you love God, if you serve him, praise God, hallelujah, better days are coming. Better things are coming. Eighth verse, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets. between thine eyes. Amen. Write it, amen. Hallelujah. Put it down. Talk about it. Amen. Glory to God. Keep it wherever you go. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Wherever you go, write it. Write the word. Amen. Write it and put it on your doorpost. Write it and put it on your refrigerator. Write it and put it on your wall. God has blessed you. God has delivered you. God has brought you out. Amen. And you need to keep reading about it. You need to keep learning about it. You need to keep listening to it. The 10th verse, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he has sworn unto your father, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not. See, God gonna give you things you didn't build. Amen. Hallelujah. You had nothing to do with it, but you the possessor of it. You inherit it because you live for God, because you walk right, because you live holy. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you with it. We said, and houses full of good things. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to give you things because you're serving. He wants to give you things because you live for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Houses full of good things, which thou fillest not. You didn't fill your house, but God blessed and filled it. Now you can inherit it. You can get it because you serve God. Amen. Good things are going to happen to you. And wells dig, which thou diggest not. Look at God. Give you wells you didn't dig. Praise God. Why? Because he promised to you vineyards and olive trees, which thou planted not. Hallelujah. Look at God. You walking into your blessing. You walking into your miracle because you serve God. Amen. Because you live holy. You did it. Amen. Hallelujah. And when thou shalt have eaten and be full, hallelujah, thou beware lest thou forget the Lord thy God. Listen, don't you think that you did it on your own. Don't you think, amen, hallelujah, I got this and now I can do whatever I want to do. Don't forget God. After you get blessed, after God give you miracles, after God work signs and wonders, after he give you houses and lands and vineyards, amen, hallelujah, olive trees, glory to God, you praise God, you thank God, you give him the glory, you give him the honor. Don't forget about him. Amen. Hallelujah. Because just like you got it, you can lose it. I don't want to lose my blessing. I don't want to miss my blessing. I don't want to miss my deliverance. I don't want to miss what God has for me because I forgot God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to continue to serve him. I want to continue to bless him. And that's what you ought to do. Don't you be hard-hearted. Don't you be stiff-necked. Don't you be rebellious. Amen. But you turn to God. You turn to him with all your might and with all your heart and with all your soul. Love him with everything within you and watch him bless you. And then after he bless you, continue to stick with him. Hallelujah, which the Lord brought thee, amen, forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Look what God did. Brought you from where you was. Amen. Some of you were down so low, looked like you never was going to get up. You did all kind of things, live all kind of life, but God forgave you of it, picked you up, turned you around, gave you the best. Amen. Bless you when you was going out and coming in. Bless your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because you serve him. Amen. And it brought you out of the house of bondage. Aren't you glad today? Look at what God can do. Amen. And that's the reason why you ought to keep serving him. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and thou shalt swear by his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget him. Keep serving him. Keep living for him. Things are going to get better for you. Life is going to get better for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Serve him and let him bless you. You shall not go after other God. Don't go after other God and don't make things God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God bless you with that house. Don't you make a God out of it. I'm going to stay home. Amen. I'm going to paint this house. Amen. Praise God. You know how the devil make make you start thinking, hallelujah, about how to fix it up. I'm going to put gold in this house. I'm going to put silver in this house. Yeah, you can have it, but don't make a god out of it. Don't put it in front of God. Amen. That's what God hates. He hated it when you put things in front of him. Amen. And don't make people your God. Amen. Hallelujah. I know you got a good husband, but don't make him your God. You got children and you love them. Praise God. But don't make them your God. But seek the Lord and serve God. Turn to him with all your heart and with all your mind. God will bless you. God will bring you out. God bless Abraham. Praise God. Isaac and Jacob, glory to God, he blessed them, and they had plenty, they were rich, hallelujah, because they served God. If you continue to serve in God, he said, no good thing will he withhold from you. He'll bless you wherever you go. He'll bless every place the sole of your feet tread on. The devil don't want you to go nowhere because he want to keep you down. He want to hold you back. But God knows who you are. He see you. He see you serving God. Amen. Hallelujah. And don't you worry. I know me. If you say, I serve God, and it's time for me to be on the top. It's time for me to be above. But let God do it. Let God fix it for you. Many of you got false hope, trying to run everywhere, trying to do all kind of things, and it's still not working out for you. Why don't you wait on God? Wait on the Lord, and he will renew your strength. Don't you worry. God sees you. Keep on working for the Lord. Keep on living for the Lord. Keep on doing the right thing, and God will bless you. Look at, hallelujah, Joseph. He kept doing the right thing. His brothers was angry at him, throwed him in the pit, but God brought him out, and God delivered him, sold him as a slave. Hallelujah, glory God. And he, Potiphar took him in his house, and Potiphar's wife fell in love with him and wanted to use him, but he still hold on to his integrity. Hold on to your integrity. Don't get wrapped up with people. Don't get wrapped up with man, because man will cause you to fall down. Oh, glory to God. Man will cause you to die and go to hell, but hold your head up and do what's right. I know sometimes they treat you mean and treat you nasty because you trying to live right. But don't you worry. If God be for you, he's more than the world against you. God was with Joseph and raised him up and blessed him wherever he went. And that's what God will do for you. God will bless you wherever you go if you live right. If you walk holy, because holiness is right, be ye holy. He said, for I am holy, and God will promote you. Promotion neither comes from the east nor the west, but it comes from God. God is promoting his people, and don't you worry. If you fall down, get up and say, God, forgive me, and I'm still going on. I'm going to press my way. I'm going to seek God and start seeking him harder. If you make one mistake, make up your mind. I'm not going to make the same mistake again. The problem with many of you, you keep making the same mistake, and you call it a mistake over and over. You didn't learn from your mistake, but it's time for you to learn. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. But he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's time for you to learn, amen, from what you've done, and get up and make it better. Get up and do better, because God loves you and he'll give you another chance. Praise God, he preserved you, and he will keep you. He is a keeper, and he will keep you. God will pick you up. He will lift you up. And he will bless you, because he promised to do it. I know the enemy coming against you. You know how many of you say, what am I going to do? The enemy is on every side, but you plead the blood and you call on Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's no other name whereby man shall be saved but the name of Jesus. And at that name, every knee shall bow and every a tongue shall confess. You just call on him. You just seek him. Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Not only that, get in your closet and start praying and fasting. Pray. If my people were to call by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways. He said, I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal the land. God wants to bring you out. God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver you. And he will do it. Come on to him. Run to him. Call on him. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you've done. Well, you don't know me. I've done so many things. I've hurt so many people. Oh, that's all right. God will forgive you. If you say, Lord, forgive me, God will forgive you. And whatever he tell you to do, if you will obey, God will bring you out. Many of you just got a hard head and you don't want to obey. But if you will obey, God will bring you out. God will deliver you. Come unto me, you that labor and heavy laden. And he said, I'll give you rest. There is a rest for the people of God. There is a rest for the woman and man of God. But you got to serve him. You got to turn to him. You that are not saved today, he wants to come in your life. He wants to turn things around for you. He wants you to come to him. Amen. Hallelujah. And be cleansed of your sin. For the wages of sin is death. The pay for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. I want you to say, Lord, I need you and I want you in my life. I want to be saved. I want to be delivered. I want to be set free. I don't like the life I'm living. God, I want to come to you. And you say, Lord, help me now. Blot out my sins. Blot out my transgression. I want you to save me. I want you to set me free. I want you to deliver me. I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sins and rose that I may have life. I accept you into my heart. I accept you into my life. Now, Satan, I denounce you. You no longer have a part in my life. I give you up now. I'm serving God. I'm living for God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you get up from there and begin to praise God. Get up from there and begin to call on God. Get up from there and let God know I love you and I'm going to serve you the rest of my life. I'm no longer going to serve the devil. I'm giving the devil everything back that he has, giving him all of his tools back because I am serving God. When you do that and when you made up your mind that way, God is going to bless you and he's going to bring you out. He wants to bring you out. He wants you to serve him. Hallelujah. With all your heart, mind, soul, and body. Amen. Glory to God. He came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to do it for you. You are sick in your body. God is a healer. He can heal your body. Oh, I want you to know God wants to hear you. You can be free. You can be delivered. Give your body to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The devil has no right invading your body, invading that temple. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Yeah. You're going to have some attacks. But you attack the devil back with the word of God. Because Jesus, hallelujah, was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripe you heal. Say, devil, you got to leave this body. Healing is a children's bread. And I'm a child of God. And I will be healed. Hallelujah. Glory God. Diabetes, go. Tell it to go. Cancer, go. Sugar diabetes, go. High blood pressure, go. Low blood pressure, go. In the name of Jesus, denounce it now and begin to praise God. Denounce it now and begin to worship God. Say, God, I thank you for my healing. I thank you for my deliverance. I know. Amen. He will attack you and try to attack you more and try to make you have more pain. But you say, devil, I bind this pain now. I bind it up in the name of Jesus and start believing God like never before. Amen. Hallelujah. You can have your miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. But you've got to have faith in God. Hallelujah. And faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. You got to put your faith in action. Keep hearing the word of God and believing it. I believe what you say. I believe that I'm healed. I believe that I'm delivered. I believe that I'm set free. You keep believing it. And you keep thanking God. Amen. Hallelujah. You keep praising God because by his stripes, you are healed. That's the only way you heal, by the stripe of God. That's the only way you heal, by the power of God. God has a miracle with your name on it. Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to know who you're serving. You got to know who you're living for. God wants to bless you. He want to bring you out. Amen. Hallelujah. He want to deliver you. And he wants you to praise him. The praises belong to him. The glory belong to him. Man cannot get his glory. Amen. Because it belongs to God. Listen, then I want you to meet me. Amen. Come on out tonight. Amen. Where the man of God is, Prophet Gregory Parker will be there. Amen. From Slidell. Amen. Praise God, New Orleans, Louisiana. God is going to bless. Come on out, get your miracle. Come on out and get your healing. Come on out and get your deliverance tonight and Friday night, 8 o'clock. God has a miracle for you with your name on it. Come on and hear the word. Come on and be delivered. Amen. God want to deliver. God want to set you free. And then come Sunday at 11:30. Amen. Get in your car. Get in the buses. Get on your bicycle. Hot walk. Whatever you got to do. Get there and let God bless you. Get there and let God give you a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a senior prophet. He sees, amen, the eagle-eyed prophet that, amen, sees, amen, and will tell you what thus say the Lord. And you can be blessed. You got to get your life better. You got to turn your life around. When you turn your life around, you're going to be better. Things are going to be better for you. Your life is going to be better. Praise God. Amen. Because you're serving God. Run to him. Come to him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his blessing, and all other things will be added unto you. Come to me. Come. Amen. 1500 Florida Avenue, Northeast in Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. With me, so I keep it on the side.